Well, it was another tremendous season from McCook Community College softball. Folks following that team, wow, what a spring season. What, 54 wins, 54-9, I think, if I look back on the wins and losses going to the national tournament for the second straight year. Get a chance to talk to three McCook High School grads, young ladies who just got done with their freshman season. I was going to say a little time off, but probably not a lot of time off, to be honest with you, especially two of them still playing softball in studio. Brooklyn Gillen. How you doing, Brooklyn?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. The one that really, are you missing softball? Because you haven't played hardly in this summer, have you?
Yeah, I miss it a little bit, but I'm still around it, helping coach my sister's team and my brother's team. So it's been kind of nice having a little bit of time off. And
and did you kind of enjoy the little break a little bit? Because, gosh, you're constantly fall, you get a winter off, you played a ton in the spring. So, in some ways, hey, I kind of enjoy the break.
Yeah, I do. It's kind of nice just having a little bit of time to yourself and still doing the training and weightlifting through the summer. So, it's not like I'm not doing anything, but, yeah.
First time in how many years you haven't played summer softball?
Since I was little.
Yeah. Going back to, like, eight?
Yeah.
8, 9, 10 years old, something like that, probably?
Pretty much, yep.
You bet. So something different you had to get used to, huh?
Yes, yes.
Layson Keller is here. How you doing, Layson?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good summer for you?
Yes.
So far, so good?
Oh, yeah. I've been busy playing more ball.
Uh-huh. Of course. It's just been nonstop since February?
Yep. And then I just joined a travel team down in North Platte called Junior Bells. Uh-huh. So every weekend we've been somewhere traveling for ball.
She says we because Malia Hilker's right next to her, and you can swing that over there. Malia, same thing. You've been playing a ton of softball, haven't you?
Yep, it's so fun. Junior Bells is a really great team, and the girls are so good.
You guys were here, of course, a week or so ago for the Firecracker Classic and everything, and did pretty well, didn't you?
Yep, we ended up taking that one all the way to the championships, and we never gave up a run for the whole tournament.
Wow, shout out everybody, huh?
Yep.
So how was it, because you had a chance to face a McCook team in the finals. A little weird, because you're on a North Platte team, and you're facing a McCook team in the finals?
It is a little weird, like, playing against girls that we would have played with in high school, but at the same time, it's really good to, like, see those girls and see how much better they've gotten over the years.
So how many games have you guys played this summer? Ballpark, what do you think? What, 50?
Probably 30.
Oh, about 30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing like the college schedule. You play over 60.
No.
So, Malia, what position are you playing?
I've been playing a lot in the outfield.
Uh-huh.
And then just hitting closer to the top of the lineup.
Okay.
It's been super fun.
Layson, how about you? Where have you had you at position-wise?
Well, since Brooklyn can't play this year, I had to take over shortstop. Mm-hmm. I've also been to the outfield a little bit, but yeah, about middle of the lineup.
You two could play anywhere. Outfield, infield, you played it all during your years, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Except maybe catcher?
Yeah.
Or pitcher and catcher. So maybe two positions maybe you have not done ever is pitcher and catcher, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But if they had to stick you there, why not give it a shot, right?
Yeah.
I'm glove out there.
I know. I'm with you. As far as a catcher in baseball back in the day, I tried it, but I blink every time, and it's like, I'm going to kill myself back here or break a thumb or something like that when you catch it. So, ladies, you had a tremendous spring. No question. Brooklyn, let's start with you. Just 54 wins. What a ride through this whole spring, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, ever since we first started in the fall, I knew that we were going to have a good team overall, and we just had a good team atmosphere, and we bonded so well together. And then when spring came around, we had everything that we needed to have for a good softball career. And ever since the beginning, we never gave up, and we always wanted to go to the World Series, and we were determined to do that. And once it got time where it's like, it's now or never, so it was good to see it all come together and make it back to the World Series.
Of course, all three of you watched this team go to the World Series last year. You're high school seniors and everything, Layson. So, you knew what they could do. And coming in, you thought, hey, there's no reason why we can't help to get this team back.
Yeah, I was really, really excited to see how we could play this year with us coming in. And it went way better than I thought, and I was really excited.
So, Malia, when you're a freshman, you're coming in with sophomores already. Did the sophomores treat you pretty good right away, or was it the typical college freshman sophomore type of deal? Initiations, go get my bat for me, go get my glove, it's over there. They make you do anything like that?
No, they didn't.
Okay.
I think they really helped us feel at home, and they were just a great group of girls, and they just welcomed us with open arms.
It's a good group to get along with, huh? Yep. Coach Mendenhall, I'll start with you, Melis, as a coach. Kind of down to earth. I just know the guy's kind of down to earth, but is he like that high strung, down to earth, a little combination of both?
I think he's really like relaxed. He's a great coach. We're really lucky to have him to bring, and the group of girls that he recruited. I think that we all worked really well together.
Would you agree? Same thing. Did Coach Mendenhall ever raise his voice at you guys in any situation to remember?
No, he always kept it cool, kept his attitude put together. Sometimes I'd be worried if he wasn't on us much. Like, he's always just calm.
Right.
But, yeah.
So I'm sure there were some games where maybe he didn't play as well, and you're thinking, okay, here it comes. He's going to let us have it, and he never did.
Oh, yeah, there was multiple times.
Oh, he did?
I was ready for it, but no, he kept his chill.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, Brooklyn, with your sister Kelsey moving in as assistant coach, how was it when you heard about that was going to happen? What'd you think about that? And what was your feelings having your older sister now, your coach again?
Honestly, I didn't see it coming. She knew, other people knew before me, and then one day she showed up at practice, and I was like, "What are you doing here?" And then I found out that she was helping us, but it was kind of nice having her there. She was able to help with the pitchers, and then she was also able to help with just some other drills with a coach that he wasn't able to help with, and just kind of seeing, having two different coaches, being able to see different things and work on whatever we needed to work on, which was really nice.
Boy, the coaching staff that just fit. I mean, I don't think Kelsey and Mike had coached together at all before this year, but boy, their chemistry really fit, didn't it?
Yeah, they did. Yep, they were two good coaches together.
All right, rivalry during the season. Who was the biggest games, Brooklyn, I'll start with you, the biggest games you feel, looking back, 63 games, which of the games or the teams that you looked across the way and it's like, if we lose these guys, we're in trouble?
I'd say probably NJC, which would be Northeastern Junior College. We went down there for a doubleheader, and we lost our second game to them down there, and we knew that going into them we had to beat them in order to host regionals. Mm-hmm. And then after we had lost, it just kind of put a little bit of fire into us, and a couple days later they came to McCook to play us, and then we ended up, I think, run ruling them. Mm-hmm. But I'd say that was probably one of the toughest games, just knowing that we had to win them just so we could host regionals.
So if there was a second best team in the region, they were it?
Yeah.
By far.
Yep.
Is there another team, Layson, that stands out, or NJC is, or is there somebody else that maybe stands out?
Luna, we lost to them the first out of the three games we played, mm-hmm. so that was tough, but we ended up winning the other two. But yeah, NJC was definitely a big one.
Malia, one more time, which you got two teams, anybody different?
I feel like I'd have to agree with NJC. Mm-hmm. I think they really upped the competition when they came to regionals, for sure. But we never overlook anybody, but for sure we always come out really strong, and I think that's why we're such a good team.
They definitely wanted blood.
Yeah, they really wanted us at regionals. Yeah.
Right.
And they were doing really good against the other teams.
Wasn't it a plus to have it on your home field?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you had your crowd, your home field, and everything.
You can get to sleep in your own bed.
Exactly. I heard about all the particulars. There was some politics going around that some teams weren't happy with the field over here or something like that. Is there a lot of stories with that?
Yeah. A lot of the coaches were kind of complaining about our fields, but I mean, what could we do? We won our games.
Yeah.
And we got a host.
Exactly,
that's just
right.
How it works.
Just shut up and play, right?
Yeah.
You know? We have to go on a cow pasture, for crying out loud. So we're going to play the game, right? Mm-hmm. Brooklyn, what's your thoughts on getting one more year to chance play in the new complex coming up? Granted, that happens there's a lot of politics there that I've kind of heard about, too. But if it happens, that's going to be a pretty sweet complex to play in, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be. Just something that would be different would be just getting used to playing on the turf rather than the dirt. It would be nice to play out there if we get the chance to. But then also being able to play at the JC would also be good, too, just because not every field that we will go to will be turf. And so then we don't want to get too used to playing on the turf where everything takes a good hop, or everything's just so nice out there, and then going to a dirt field where you never know what's going to happen. But, yeah, that'd be really nice if we got to play out there and
It's a little. It's gonna be a lot different if it comes to that, or playing on the dirt, because most of those other fields you go to are dirt fields. Correct?
Yeah, yeah, they are.
Yep. Different. Gotta have different kind of shoes too. Is that right?
Yeah, they're turf shoes.
Exactly right. Yep. You bet. You bet. Same goes with you girls. Lace would be kind of sweet to be playing out here, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be really nice and see how much softball has evolved in McCook, and it'd be an experience to play on those fields.
So as far as the rest of the freshmen, all three of you are, do you believe, are coming back next year to play? Malia, all the other freshmen, are they planning on coming back and joining you to be sophomores next year?
I believe a big majority of the girls are coming back. Yeah.
Because you lose some good sophomores, but there's no reason why you think, hey, we can't make it three straight years going to a national tournament, right?
Yeah, we have a big group of strong freshman girls, and we all super get along. We're almost like best friends. I mean, mm-hmm. The dorms are always super fun.
Exactly. So you live in McCook, you stay in the dorms, huh?
No, I just go hang out. I like living at home.
Uh-huh. Now, Brooklyn, you did stay in the dorms, didn't you?
Yep, I did.
Just one of the dorm experience?
Yeah. I think it's just fun just being around the girls. And there's like a bond that you have with your teammates on the field, but then also in the dorms, mm-hmm. you just hang out with them so much more. And it's just kind of nice to be able to be with them all the time and just bond more together.
How about the experience go out for you guys, the first year going to a national tournament? I'm sure you would have liked to finish better, but Layson, as far as making the trip and everything, I'm sure that all the experiences you girls on the field and off the field, you'll remember that for a long time, won't you?
Oh, I'll remember that forever. It was so great, such an experience. A lot of people don't experience things like that, and I'm definitely very thankful to be there with my team, with these two especially. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I'll remember that forever.
Was there any certain thing you could share with us that happened on the trip, maybe off the field, that was pretty funny? Or
We got to go to Talladega. That was an experience. Mm-hmm. Something I will not forget is the rain delays.
My gosh, it seemed like it rained all the time, didn't it?
Oh, my, yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. But, no, yeah, Talladega was really cool.
I was wondering, how many more days you guys going to be there? Because it just kept raining and raining and raining and raining. Yeah. But apparently they had some good fields that drained pretty good.
Yeah, they were really nice.
All right, Malia, anything that really stands out for you off the field at the national tournament?
Off the field.
Putting her on the spot here.
I was going to say Talladega, too, because we got to have, like, a dance party. Uh-huh. There was a DJ. Texas Roadhouse, catered to the event. Mm-hmm. It was super fun.
Cool. Brooklyn, how about you? Same?
Yeah, for the most part.
Never been to a big raceway probably before, have you? A big racetrack?
Nope, that was the first time.
Was probably first for a lot of girls.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Layson, you had something else?
It was very important. This was my first flight. I've never
been on a plane before?
No, so yeah.
So how'd you handle that?
It was actually really fun. I enjoyed it.
It's not really Tylenol or something like that, but sometimes they take some medication where it kind of knocks you out a little bit, something like that, then you're feeling more at ease.
I didn't have to take any medication to go to sleep.
Yeah.
I just slept.
Yeah, you just slept it through, right? Because how many hours was it?
2 hours?
Three.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Because all things considered, I thought it'd be like a 4 hour drive or flight or something like that.
Yeah.
So 3 hours, boom, you're probably one of those things where you guys are talking with each other and all of a sudden you're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool.
You bet. So I'm going to go back to the Bells situation. You guys are going to a national tournament coming up here. Malia, coming up this weekend, is that right?
Yep. We'll go down the 8th and there's like some games and stuff just before the tournament starts. Uh-huh. And we'll have like a little relay race. There'll be like pitching, velo competition, catcher's competition. And then we'll start playing on the 9th, and we have three games.
Yeah. Double elimination tournament, Tega, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure this is going to be a tougher than nails tournament, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm super excited.
Uh-huh. So the rest of your roster, who are some of the other girls, where are they from on that Bells team? Most of them North Platte?
Yeah, most of them are from North Platte. You'll know Paige Bortner.
Oh, Paige, sure.
Yep, Paige.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There's a girl, two girls from Cozad, they're sisters. One from Hershey. Otherwise, the rest of them are from pretty much from North Platte.
All right. So you're hoping for all the best. You feel like you can make a run down there and get some hardware at the end of the tournament?
Oh, yeah. They got second last year, so we're coming out for number one.
Pretty cool coaches you're working with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're really nice. I really like them.
That's great. Brooklyn, what's got to be done here in the next year, in the next month or so? You're getting ready. When does fall practice start?
I'd say probably around like August 15th is when I'm sure everybody will start heading back to the dorms. And I'm sure probably not too long after that we'll be getting back to it.
So it's about a month, a little over a month?
Yeah.
Month and a week, give or take, or something like that?
Yep.
Recruiting, new kids coming in. Have you met, like, social media, stuff like that, some of the new kids coming in?
Yeah.
Did you get a chance?
Once he recruits them, we all just kind of add them on Instagram mm-hmm. or some kind of social media and start talking with them and get them excited to come.
Where's, if you had to find a room, a place to improve from last year to this year, where would it be? What area? Offense, defense, you know?
I'd say probably offense. For the most part, our defense really had each other's back, and probably one of the best defenses out there. I mean, that's really what saved games this year.
Mm-hmm. You feel like pitching's still going to be a big key for you this year?
Yeah, yep. I mean, we'll lose one of our pitchers. She was a sophomore, but I have no doubt that our pitchers coming back will do just as good, and then some of the pitchers that Coach recruited to, I'm sure they'll step in and fill those spots.
Layson, it's never tough. It's always tough to get into a lineup. I mean, with so many good players, I mean, you got to battle each of those kids in practice to get in the lineup card, don't you?
Oh yeah, your spot's never guaranteed. Everyone's wanting a starting spot, so I mean, you got to work for it.
And Malia, if there was something individually you really wanted to improve from last year to this year for yourself, what's it got to be?
Probably my hitting, but I think over the summer I've really proved myself, and that was really only a week from when season ended. Mm-hmm. So
the summer ball with the Junior Bells, you feel like it's really picked up your game a lot?
Yeah.
All right. What's your thoughts, after sophomore year, what do you want to do?
Well, I'll be looking to go to another school just to play softball to help me, like, get through my degree.
Okay.
But I really need to find a school that's going to be more oriented towards my degree.
Degree in what now again?
I want to go into sonography, which is just medical technology. It's like ultrasound.
I don't think I've ever heard of sonography before. That's a first. Sonography, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Very good. I'm sure you're researching schools right now still mm-hmm. and say where are the best programs at?
Yeah.
All right. How about you, Layson? What do you want to do after your final year in MCC is over?
Well, I really want to reach out to other schools and maybe transfer to play softball.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the biggest school person, so right now I'm getting an associate's in science and going from there, seeing what I like.
Okay.
Seeing.
All right. Brooklyn, how about you?
Here in McCook, I'm just getting my gen eds and getting mm-hmm. an associate's of science. Just kind of seeing where this next year takes me, but I'm really looking into going into nursing school.
Nursing, sure. Mm-hmm. You bet. You do have a couple of siblings in that area.
Yep.
So you kind of learn from them a little bit, just watching them and kind of learning from them over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, and I work as a CNA at the hospital on the floor, so that kind of gets me into the nursing area as well, so that's kind of nice.
Softball in the future, you want to finish out and go two more years, or up in the air?
It's kind of up in the air, but probably if I can, just find a school that will allow me to do both.
See what happens, huh?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, ladies. Super job, as always. Mm-hmm. I think last time we did some interviews was your senior years or something like that. In Brooklyn, you miss high school or you moved on? College is much more exciting.
I miss high school. I miss the friends from high school. Mm-hmm. They're off doing their own things, but it's also kind of cool seeing them achieve their accomplishments as well. But college is a lot of fun as well. So,
Layson, McCook Community College, the right choice for you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love everyone there, even outside of sports. Everyone's so sweet, so I'm excited to see who else I meet next year.
Cool. And Malia, no question, you picked the right choice in MCC.
Oh, yeah. I just love McCook's community. I just love being here, and the community is so great, especially with how much they gave us when we were getting towards the end of our season going mm-hmm. to Nationals. Yeah, I just really love the teachers and everyone that works at MCC. They're really amazing.
Ladies, nice job. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your summer. Good luck this weekend. And we will be seeing you on the diamond once again this fall, okay?
All right.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.